Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Stack Snacks. I'm John Swicky. And today for the news roundup, I wanted to actually just focus in on Facebook Meta's launch of this Meta AI product. So probably a few weeks ago at this point, they released Llama 3, their open source model, which is, according to a lot of benchmarks, either right next to or pretty equal to GPT-4. But I thought the more interesting thing from their product launch was adding this Meta AI product to, I believe, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Instagram eventually, and as well as the standalone site of just meta.ai. So I figured we would just take a little peek at this today, see what kind of results we get, and see if this is what this really will entail, right? Okay, so one thing I think is important, I'm actually not logged in. So at the bottom left hand of the screen here, it says logged in with Facebook, but I'm not logged in. And we get a couple of some prompts to help get us started. For those listening, very similar to ChatGPT, Gemini, or any of the other products you probably have used. But, you know, nice clean layout, cool photos, you know, bright, vibrant. And we got two options here. We can start a new conversation or we can imagine. Imagine is their image generation tool. So let's start here. Let's just hit the, there's a paint a detective. Please log in with Facebook to generate images. Okay. So we will not do that today. I want to clear chat. So let's go back to Ask Meta. So I figured we would just kind of play around with it. And there's a couple of features I'm hoping that we can get triggered, that we can see see what we think of them here. So what are some vegan restaurants near me that are open right now for lunch? Did I spell restaurants wrong? Yeah. Okay. It's trying to get me to log in. We got a little age gating situation here. So we just popped in our birthday here. Please share your location or your city with me. Okay, so it's asking us for where we are. We're gonna say Brooklyn. All right, so now it's going out for a search. And now this is what made me stop when I was trying this project out. So there's basically a button that links you over to the Bing search result, which how it summarized this information, right? And then you get this view sources button. You can see what it pulled from, right? And it pulled from this particular post about Brooklyn Guide, which is, interestingly enough, result like 4 on Bing. And, you know, it's kind of Perplexity-like, where it'll kind of go out and kind of give you the best summary. And it also will, do your normal, it'll go through and try to answer your question inside of their model. So can you plan a 10-day trip for me to Scotland for four people and 2 kids? So, right, it's just kind of doing your normal LLM stuff here. You know, nice and quick. So no source here on this one. And I need help finding a plumber in Brooklyn. All right, so now we're just asking for a plumber in Brooklyn. Again, I was a didn't like share my location or anything. I am actually typing out Brooklyn, and it's giving me some results here. And again, it went back and it pulled out stuff from Bing. I did get a Google search result the other day here, so let's see if we can get that moving. Trying to remember what I did. Can you help me find someone to mow my lawn? So, kind of going for the businessy search again. Restaurants got Bing. Plumbers got Bing. So, let's see. Okay, I'm way back to Bing. Can you help me find... Wait, can you compare GreenPal and TaskRabbit? Let's see if it goes back to Bing, but... Okay, this one, we got a couple sources. This one should be good. So we go into view sources here. We got, yeah, three different URLs from Bing. So... You know, I think this is what makes it interesting. Like I said, Google search results do pop up in this sources section, with certain queries. Obviously, Bing, as we were looking at here, and I think that's what makes this product really interesting, because it's kind of, you know, it's almost doing that kind of summary type work. It's very Perplexity like. So if anybody's used to Perplexity, it's very similar to Perplexity, where you kind of get that summary with sources. But I think the fact that it's leveraging both Bing and Google and Llama 3, you know, it's pretty fast. And if Llama 3 is truthfully near GPT-4 levels, you know, and this starts to become in products that billions of people use on a daily basis, this is going to be a very interesting kind of player. And I mean, I'm not a big Facebook person, but you know, the experience isn't half bad. It was enjoyable to use, relatively quick. You know, I think that's probably the downside of these things. It still gives you that little bit of latency where it makes you kind of be like, you know, just long enough where you feel like you're waiting. But, you know, and I'm sure there's going to be ways they can speed this sucker up. But, you know, I would say try it out. Like I said, I was pleasantly surprised. You know, I've used some of the Llama models in the past and for open source models. I think they're fantastic. But, you know, I think this is an interesting little play by them. I think this is a little interesting little... you know, kind of product here that they have that they're, you know, I don't think it got a lot of buzz when it got first launched. I think more people were talking about Llama 3, but it'll be interesting to see, being so prevalent, does it get some traction in use cases and people playing around with it? But, you know, like I said, it's free. You don't even have to log in, so... I would say hop on over to meta.ai, give it a spin, you know, let us know what you guys think. Is this something you can see yourself using, switching to, or do you think, you'll don't want to change your habits and give Meta all this data, which I totally understand. but yeah, if you play around with it, and if anything interesting happens, let us know. And, thanks for stopping by today, everybody. And we'll see you next time. Bye.